The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter, or the 17th chapter, beginning with the 5th verse. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing and tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have only done what we ought to have.'" This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. One of my favorite quotes, attributed to Martin Luther, says, "If you could understand a single grain of wheat, you would die of wonder." You would die of wonder. Luther had this incredible ability to write succinctly. He could cut to the quick, so eloquently. If you could understand a single grain of wheat, you would die of wonder. This quote hits me right between the eyes because seeds to me are just magical things. These little dead things that I wouldn't look twice at if I saw them laying on the ground, although if planted and cared for and attended to correctly, will transform themselves and magically grow into something new, something beautiful, very much alive. And this new thing will produce fruit or beautiful flowers for pollinators or oxygen or food that other creatures need to eat. It's amazing. These seeds, they are magical things. I don't have much of a green thumb myself, but I do have a small raised garden bed at home. And this year we decided to grow some carrots, much of which are still snuggling in their beds because I am far too scared to pull any of them out. Above the soil, there are these beautiful green shoots taking up much of our small 2x4 foot garden bed. But the ones that I have pulled, very reluctantly, are not very impressive carrots at all. They are tiny little things. Above the soil, they look magnificent and beautiful, but sadly not much is hiding underneath the dirt. So I'm giving them as much time as possible. And because of this wild, warm weather we've been getting lately, we've had a longer than average growing season, luckily. Our flowers are even starting to bloom again. It's very bizarre. All the bugs are going crazy out there. I think everything is like, why aren't I dead yet? What is happening? Why are we still alive? It's a very bizarre year. But anyway, getting back to that quote from Luther, I don't understand how any of it works. Someone could explain the science to me. And the beauty of this information age is all the knowledge in the world that I could ever need is right here in my pocket. All the answers to all my countless questions are all available. I could find them very easily, but my brain can only absorb so much. It doesn't take much to get informational apathy. I'm overwhelmed by information. At a certain point, it's just too much. So in theory, yes, I could know how seeds work, but knowing and understanding, two very different things, I suppose. Even if I knew how they worked, I think Luther was still right. You would die of wonder. You could even understand a grain of wheat. It's a miracle how all of this works. It's amazing what God can do on the smallest of scales. It is magic. So imagine what God can do on the grandest of scales. The biggest tree in the world is known to be 380.3 feet tall. It is a redwood sequoia tree in California named Hyperion. Sadly, if you want to go visit Hyperion, they will not tell you where it is located. They keep the exact location of the tree secret because they worry that somebody would vandalize it or try to cut it down. It's a very sad, cruel world we live in, isn't it? But I think they're probably right to keep it a secret. Hyperion's pine cones are about the size of your palm. And in each cone, there's about 200 seeds. And each seed is about 4 millimeters long, 1.6 inches. See, I can Google if I need to. The largest tree in the world, 380.3 feet tall, begins as a 4-millimeter seed. And we have the audacity to look at Jesus and say, increase our faith. In our gospel today, Jesus replies to that demand, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and it would obey you. Now, a mulberry tree is not quite as large as a sequoia, but the idea is the same. It does not take grand and magical, mystical faith to do grand, magical, mystical things in this world. It's our human tendency to only think on grand scales, right? When I think of the giants of faith, the sequoias of faith, I begin to feel completely inadequate. When I think of the passion and the witness of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who died facing against the Nazis, when I think of Eleanor Roosevelt, when I think of Martin Luther King Jr., when I think of Maya Angelou, these people in my mind are sequoias of great faith for the sake of the least and the lowest in our world. These people did amazing and grand things, and their service for the sake of the gospel transformed the world. And then when I think of my witness and my service to the needy, I can't think it's of much importance. It's not much in comparison. I too want to cry out to Jesus and say, increase my faith. Show me how to live like they did. Give me just a small fraction of that. It's our impulse to say, I'll never live up to these people. My name will never be among their ranks. I can't do great things like they did great things. Who am I compared to these giants, these sequoias? I might as well give up. It instills in us this feeling of apathy. I'm just a little mustard seed, right? Who are the sequoias of faith in your life? Who comes to mind? Who comes to mind for you? Jesus' example of this mustard seed-sized faith, however, shows us that it does not take grand and magical faith to be a good and faithful servant of God. Those sequoias of faith that you are holding on your hearts right now, they may have done great things, but know that their legacy began with a small mustard seed of faith that grew exponentially into something great. God does not expect us to go around planting full-grown redwoods everywhere we go. Jesus expects mustard seeds. God expects tiny little 4-millimeter sequoia seeds. Because even small things with God can be magical and do incredible things that transform the world. We have been marching together over these past few weeks through the vision and purpose statements of the ELCA, so that we can better understand who we are as a denomination and what we stand for as a church. And today's value is courage and openness to change. Listed on the ELCA website, it reads, because we trust in God's promise and understand faith to be a living, daring confidence in God's grace, we are emboldened to embrace learning and change in our spiritual and institutional journey as a church. This means we are open to new ways and willing to take risks to discover God's plan for this church. Earlier this week, Pastor Dana and I were up north in Alexandria, Minnesota for the Bishop's Theological Conference. This conference is held every year, and it gives pastors, deacons, and lay leaders a chance to retreat and spend some time in the Word and in community with our peers. And the theme for this year was baptism in muddy waters. Pastor Layla Ortiz presented the work from her dissertation on baptism, belovedness, and belonging. And through this conversation, we discovered together how our baptism is a transformational thing, where we daily die to sin and rise in this new life in Christ. And because we now belong to Christ, and because we have all been fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image, we can have confidence that each and every person we meet contains within them an expression of the divine, one that is completely unique and wholly beautiful. And therefore, our churches should be what Layla Ortiz calls an ecclesial estuary. This is a phrase that she coined for her dissertation. What this term ecclesial estuary means is that our church should be this holy mix of all kinds of spiritual expression. An estuary, if you don't know, is a geographical formation, a place where salty and fresh waters mix. And in this mixing creates these spaces of the most beautiful and diverse life that can flourish nowhere else but these estuaries. And what I am bringing back from our conference is this. All Saints Lutheran Church can be a place where spiritual abundance flows because of our intermixing and intermingling tradition and lived experience. This is a place that can be an ecclesial estuary where our expressions of faith flow from authenticity and not performance. But this is only possible if we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into this newness. It is only possible if we ourselves remain open to new ways of being and new ways of doing church. We take risks when we call new members to this place. We take risks when we open our doors to all comers. These people will challenge our norms and transform how we live and we serve the world. But our value today reads, we have to be open to change and we have to be courageous to invite newness in so that we can be that kind of spiritual, ecclesial estuary where new life can flourish and grow, where even the tiniest of mustard seeds can grow into great grand sequoias. Jesus shows us this morning that even a faith as small as a mustard seed can do magical and miraculous things. No matter how small our service and our witness may feel in comparison to those redwoods of faith in our lives, know that by being here, you are creating a very diverse and beautiful ecclesial estuary. And because of your unique faith, you are transforming this place into something new and rich and diverse and beautiful for the sake of the world. You may have come to church this morning thinking like your faith is too small, like what you have to offer here is not enough. But Jesus shows us through the gospel that even the smallest of seeds can grow and become something grand as a 380-foot redwood. Generations will come after us and see what we did here at All Saints Lutheran Church, this ecclesial estuary, and perhaps think of us as sequoias. The truth, though, was the same for those giants who came before us. They may have not thought very much of what they were doing, but what they were doing was creating a foundation for the future. So remember that what we do each and every day does not have to be grand. It does not have to be life-changing, but God doesn't expect us to go around planting full-grown redwoods. Jesus says all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. But know that seeds are magical, and even the smallest of acts for the sake of our neighbor in need will shift and transform and magically grow day by day by day. Do not become apathetic in your service. Be courageous. Be open to newness and change in this place so that this place can become fertile, where seeds planted here can grow and thrive, no matter how tiny and insignificant it may seem. Know that the seeds that you are sowing here have the power to grow into something truly great. Keep that mustard seed-sized faith that God will do amazing things, even on the smallest of scales. Thanks be to God. Amen.